change or die. That is the message of Rabbi Sid Schwarz to the American Jewish community. In a recent article, based upon his new book, Jewish Megatrends, Schwarz explains that institutions that have served the Jewish community for the last 100 years won't suffice into the future. That only if the Jewish community changes, embraces new organizations and new models, will the Jewish community thrive. He argues that the old institutions and new ones can learn and work with one another to create a viable Jewish community. Schwarz is right. All the indicators point to the fact that if the Jewish community stays as it is, it will die. The writing's on the wall. Affiliation rates continue to shrink. Folks just aren't joining congregations like they did in previous generations. In fact, many congregations today are in serious financial crisis, with some congregations closing and others merging. Most cities in the U.S. have more synagogues or temples than the community can support. And even those congregations that are financially stable are looking for new models to maintain their financial stability into the future. And donors to established Jewish organizations are shrinking, while people's involvement in the organized Jewish community is different than it was in the past. I agree with Rabbi Schwarz. Unless the Jewish community is willing to embrace new models and accept change, it will continue to falter and to struggle. Of course, there are those folks who just don't want to hear any of this. Rather than accepting the fact that organizations that served past generations may not serve the current or the next generation, these establishment folks want to blame those who are no longer involved, saying that those who aren't engaged with the Jewish community aren't serious enough or aren't committed enough. Blaming those who aren't involved in the Jewish community isn't the answer. In fact, it's the absolute wrong approach. People are leaving Judaism because they don't feel it's relevant to their lives, that it doesn't speak to their needs. I found that people aren't walking away from Judaism. They feel as if they have been pushed out of Judaism, told that they aren't good enough, aren't Jewish enough, aren't authentic enough. Blaming those who don't find the Jewish community's message meaningful will only ensure that the community will continue to sputter and to falter. It's only when the Jewish community embraces change and celebrates new ways of giving voice to Jewish identity can there be a healthy Jewish tomorrow. It is out of this mindset that OurJewishCommunity.org was given birth. OurJewishCommunity.org is an online Jewish community that meets people where they are and gives voice to progressive, liberal Jewish thought, empowering individuals to create and express their Jewish identity. When OurJewishCommunity.org was launched about 6 years ago, many didn't understand it, didn't believe it was possible to create an online community. There was much skepticism and doubt. But the success of OurJewishCommunity.org is testimony to the fact that people are looking for new models and new ways to give expression to their Jewish identity. If you've not already, I invite you to go to OurJewishCommunity.org and check out what we're doing. The future of the Jewish people will be determined by the decisions that we make today. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. I also invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them at the iTunes bookstore. Just search under my name, Robert Barr. And as always, thanks for listening.